Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, March the 5th, 2008. The Israeli government decides to step up attack on Gaza, and in the West Bank, troops open fire at Palestinian civilians and injure two. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli jet fighters carried out three raids targeting several areas in the northern part of the Gaza Strip on Wednesday at dawn. Palestinian security sources reported that the three air attacks targeted areas in the towns of Beit Hanun and Beit Lahia. Damage to farmlands was reported, but no injuries. The Israeli army said that the morning attacks targeted launch pads for the homemade shells. Several Palestinian resistance groups announced today that they had fired homemade shells at southern Israel. Israeli media reported damage, but no injuries. On Tuesday night, Israeli troops backed by tanks and bulldozers invaded the town of Khan Yunis and surrounded the house of a Palestinian resistance fighter. Tanks shelled the home and nearby houses, killing Yusuf al-Simri from the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad, and Amira Khalid Abu Aser, 2 weeks old. The Israeli attacks on Gaza, which escalated last Wednesday and continued through to this Wednesday morning, have left 128 Palestinians dead and over 300 injured. Of those killed during the six-day-long offensive, at least 95 were civilians. The Israeli government announced on Wednesday it had approved stepping up attacks targeting the Gaza Strip. The announcement came after today's cabinet meeting, headed by Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Israeli media sources said that the Israeli army will continue operations targeting areas allegedly used by Palestinian resistance groups to shoot homemade shells into nearby Israeli areas. The raids will also target Hamas-run institutions. On Wednesday at midday, Israeli soldiers opened fire at a Palestinian taxi in the village of Rantiz, near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, and injured the driver. Later in the day, Israeli troops stationed at the illegal Israeli wall near the village of Bilin, located near Ramallah, opened fire at a Palestinian teen working on his family land and critically injured him. On Wednesday at dawn in the West Bank, Israeli forces invaded several towns and cities and kidnapped at least 8 Palestinians. 11 were from the northern city of Jenin. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report was brought to you by Matt Harris and Hassan Bonoura.